This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Octav Klaber of OVH.
Hello, how are you?
OVH Summit, lots of new announcements today, but one of the big challenges is how are you going to match up two different businesses, OVH US versus worldwide, because two different markets, two different levels of expectation.
This is really interesting because this is what I realized when I went to Canada in 2011, that those two different markets is working really under different expectations. In Europe, price is really important, and in US and North of America, the value that you provide, and then the people talk about price. What we have done that during the last 2 years, we raised the money, $250 million, to create, to build a new data center and to go to Poland, Germany, UK, and to be stronger in Europe. In the same time, we built two data centers in the US, and we bought a company. So we bought a company that's making the business for the big companies. Mm-hmm. They provide them, they wanted to provide them, the cloud for the big companies based off the VMware, mm-hmm. and to allow them to migrate to the work to the cloud and have all this agility. But what we realized that it didn't work, this company, in fact, we bought something that had, let's say, good strategy on the paper, but the execution and the maturity of the market were not here. What we wanted to do in our strategy is to develop this activity for the big companies in France in organic way, hiring the people and to developing that, and US buying one company that is already making the what we call today OVH Enterprise, mm-hmm. one of our four universes that allow the big companies use the cloud in the countries. What we see that expectation of the big companies, it's quite the same on the both sizes. Because what we see that they have to rewrite all the apps that they have in the data center, and it's really tricky. Mm-hmm. It will take a long time for some of them. What we are trying to propose, it's a path with two steps. The first step is to don't change anything. Just take VMware and VMware on-premise and VMware in our data center, and using HCX, you can move all of them to our data centers using, let's say, the cloud for the big enterprise, cloud for the critical missions. And then you will make the saving, 50% of the same if we are looking for the old TCO. With this saving, invest in the rewriting your applications. And then you can scale using the multi-cloud. This is our hybrid cloud strategy, saying that we have the private network between our customer and OVH, and we'll extend this network to AWS, to Azure, to Google, to Alibaba. And then in one click, you will be able to deploy all this private network and to start and stop the different VMs, the different workload on multi-cloud with just one interface.
As part of that, you said that the customers will do the rewrite. If I look around some of your competitors, they've built a very big service business because taking your applications, moving them to the cloud is one thing. The architecture is so very different that if they're going to get the benefit, they need to completely rewrite and re-architect. Many of these people struggle with that level of knowledge and skills. Your approach has been to look at partners to provide those services.
Not the managed services. We want to provide them to understand what is the issue to go to the cloud and to allow them to cloud, but not going in the saying, okay, your application has to rewrite. If not, you cannot use us. This is not what we are saying. We are saying you can use us today. You can make the saving today. And then you have the time to rewrite all your applications to using the public cloud, different AZ, different new innovation on the big data with IA, with a lot of things. You can move it on the two steps. And it's something that nobody is doing. VMware, they wanted to do that, but they have just one step. Now, when they join AWS, they're trying to keep their own customers on the step one, because once VMware customers, they want to rewrite the applications, probably they will not use VMware anymore.
Well, that's interesting, because I spend time with VirtuStream, for example, who are part of Dell and therefore work heavily on the VMware side. And one of the things they've been talking about in the last 6 months is exactly what you're doing in the US, which is enabling the customers to lift and shift, first of all, from on-prem to cloud and then make those architectural decisions. We're actually seeing Dell, through another unit, trying to compete with you in this space. How do you then differentiate yourself?
In fact, the differentiation is really, it's easy, it's time to market. It's to know each other of the technologies. It's to have in the same marketplace, on the same API, the reversibility, the a lot of different technologies. In fact, this is also the multi-local strategy. It's to be close to our customers, to charge them in the different currency. It's also to provide them the different partners so that they can help them to migrate. It's also to having the data centers local, data center in Poland, in Germany, in going after the different countries and to be able to protect the data and to be able to say to customers, wherever we are going, we are able to protect your data. We are the only worldwide company that can guarantee you that your data is protected wherever we set up the data centers, because it's isolated, legally isolated, one part from another part. This is something that not so much companies worldwide can provide you on the worldwide scale, and not VMware, not Amazon, they are playing this game. And we believe that this game, the game of the big companies, it's not just the digital transformation, it's also all about data. And today they are thinking about what the data can become tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they already have awareness about, wow, it can be tricky to take all this data from the Amazon and the others. Then I am free, I'm not free. Some people, they are saying AWS is the new Oracle. They're saying, okay, we will be catched and the price will be the higher and higher. It's true also. I think this is really what will happen in the future. This is why our strategy is not only bring different choices, it's also to propose to the different the journey and to be on the all steps of the journey. We know that the people will use the first step of the journey for the enterprise level, that they will they migrate, because we have this kind of the customers. This kind of the customers, they don't have the time to rewrite and they have to change, because if not, they will die in 5 years. So they don't have 3 years to rewrite that. They are struggled already and they have to go very fast. So what they can do, they just can migrate to the cloud, on our cloud in the VMware, and then use the same technology just to rewrite everything based on that very quickly. So it's not deep rewriting, it's a soft rewriting. And then if it's working well, they will rewrite on the public in more scalable way, etc.
Among the things you've announced at Summit has been OVH Stack with a much wider group of technologies. In particular, there's been talk about Kubernetes, there's been talk about in-memory databases, a lot of new technologies. If I look at America, those are technologies that today are becoming very well accepted over there. America tends to see cloud as a utility. If I look at Europe, one of the challenges is persuading people that these technologies are stable, they can be used. Are you going to look at America to actually get some learning initially on how to deploy at scale to get it out there and then bring that to Europe as Europe matures? Or are you going to try and hit both markets at the same time?
We'll try to build the technologies based on the European market and then to bring them in the US. Why? Because I truly believe that in Europe, we have a lot of companies that they are better than all the technologies on the VM, on the Amazon, Google, etc. Just one example of the IA. I was talking about 20 companies. Mm-hmm. 20 companies to just to have a platform of the IA version 1.0. It's really basic, so the platforms. But it's already 20 companies. 20 companies, that means that every company is 100 people. For OVA, something like that, we would need to create about company about 2,000 people. When you have OVH, Google, Amazon, etc., we are talking about 10,000 people in just in one thing, IA. There was not so much people in the market that can work on this kind of the technology in the same time. And what I see that in Europe, you have a lot of companies that they are doing really smart things on the small scale. And having OVH as a platform to rise, and OVH having them as the partners to have the catalog of the services for our customers, it's a win-win project and a win for the customer, because it's still privacy, it's still you control the data, it's still everything that we want to provide for our customers. So this is how I want to build the IA platforms in the next 6 months. And I want to bring on that on the market in the next 6 months, 12 months. Mm-hmm. And then if it's worked in Europe, we want to copycat in the US and to bring the European technologies with our values in US. I believe that we should not be global in US. There was a lot of companies there in US that they are not thinking global in the same scale that Amazon. Also, Amazon and the other companies, they are the issue for the American companies also. We are not against American people. We are against the giants, mm-hmm. wherever they are coming from. They can be American, they can be European, and they can be China. We are against them, and we fight against them. In fact, I believe that in US, you have the market of the people that they hate. They hate Google, they hate Amazon, they hate all the other clubs. And they are looking for the club provider with our values, European values, that is, okay, it's something different. And a lot of people, they want this differentiation. The differentiation basic on the privacy, on the also about trust. Mm-hmm. I want to create the platforms, not with the financial links, mm-hmm. without capital, based just on the trust, and to raise the new standard of the market, on the open source market. I really liked that Systron, they create a new open source standard, mm-hmm. and I'm pushing the diplomatic to create also, because I truly believe that once the technology is open source, it's really powerful and it's worldwide. Then you can raise your company based on this standard. This is what I believe in.
That raises two questions in my mind. The first one is, where are these companies that are building these new services? You have a very active startup program. You've brought a lot of companies along in the last couple of years, done really well. Are you looking to that group of companies who you've already been investing in, helping, growing, to provide you with that first wave of applications and services for the platform?
In fact, I'm looking for 20 companies. I already have two of them. The inputs on the IA, you have the inputs, outputs. It's really a theoric talk. You have the inputs, it's text, image, video, sound. Mm-hmm. Output, text, video, image, sound. Mm-hmm. I need 16 companies that making one input to one output. There was also the meaning. What does it mean? You have text, and what does it mean, the text? Also, you need, in some cases, to run the specific hardware. For example, in the bus, in the cars, the camera, etc. You need some CPU RAM that is working, a small computer that is working on the Linux with Kubernetes, and it can execute API on the Kubernetes. Mm-hmm. You need also one company to untrain the models, mm-hmm. to have 1,000 people that can help you to untrain the model during 1 day or 2 days, and to pay for that. I want to bring one company per specific need and to help them working together and finding the customers for them. And by the way, selling the computers, but also selling what they build, the APIs. For example, on the translation, it's really interesting. On the translation, Systron, they have 300 different translators from French to English. Just because the vocabulary is not the same, for example, legal and the kitchen. It's not the same thing. You cannot have just one API if you want to have the specific translation. All this marketplace, it will also provide all these APIs, and you will be able to use all these APIs on the translation for the kitchen, for example, and you will pay per call. And if tomorrow you want to translate a lot of text with a privacy, we will be able to guarantee you. When you use Google, they use your text to train. We will not. The things like that, it's a lot of values for the customers. The privacy, it's a lot of values. This is what we want to bring. And this is just IA. The same is IoT, and I want to work on that in the 6 months in the same way, ecosystem, working together, platform, and to bring on the table 20 companies working together, and then blockchain. So I have a roadmap about 12 months, 18 months to create the different platforms for the different things. Also on the big data. On big data, we share today a data lake, but there is a lot of companies that they provide data lakes. There is managed data lakes. We want to provide, for example, we work with a company that name is Sage. They provide data lake. I want this data lake on OVH. Mm-hmm. I want to provide for the startups, for the companies, a platform so they can find out the customers because they are on our platform. Mm-hmm. They are just one click to use them.
The other question I had, which actually plays into part of that as well, is you talked about starting in Europe, taking to America. You've talked continuously through Summit about being the alternative cloud. Europe's quite open to different approaches. It has to be. We have so many cultures crammed into such a short area. America tends to see much of the applications and work on cloud as just being a utility. Doesn't really matter where they buy electricity. Electricity is electricity. And they tend to look at a lot of things on cloud as being in the same way. How will you take that cultural shift, that cultural approach to how you build the applications and promote within Europe, and adapt that for an American market?
Yes, cloud, it will be the commodity. But it will be the commodity only if it's a standard. The first step is, for example, for IA, for the big data, for the different IoT or blockchain, it's all about the standard. Once we have the standard, it becomes commodity. you can have the choice between OVH and the others. Why you use the others? I think I really think that it's based on the values. This differentiation is what we are doing with the data, what kind of the relationship that we establish with the customers. And the customers, they are buying not just on the commodities, but also a lot of other emotion. So you can create the emotion that is really a short emotion. It's what is the color of this bottle, this short marketing. But the long-term emotion is the values.
Sounds to me like you're targeting a different type of customer. If we think generally about enterprise, we tend to think about established companies, people who are making decisions in their 40s, 50s, 60s. This sounds much more like a play for millennials or people who are maybe in their 20s or 30s who are in businesses.
I don't think that this is just this kind of the company. This is B2B2C, and the consumer will ask the our customers to respect some values, because if not, they will not buy the product from there. And we are moving to the world where the next currency is trust. They will not buy from you if you don't respect them, if you don't respect their values. On the marketing side, you can create the emotions on the very short term. But if you really don't work and you really don't respect your employees, your customers, and you don't think globally with the values, and you don't respect them and you don't apply, you will lose the customers.
It's interesting because that means that we've seen this shift in corporate social responsibility where companies are now talking about sustainability. They're talking about the work they do for the community putting back. We haven't really heard many of them focus heavily on trust as being part of their responsibility, despite the loss of data we see every day.
Yeah, but the people, the more and more, they're asking for that. The climate, it's hot. We see that we have the ecologic issues. We see that the world is going in the direction that we don't know it to work very well in 50 years. There's a lot of people that they care about that. And I believe it's changement of the mindset that will concern more and more people. Yes, maybe it's a new world. Maybe it's something that it's, today it's crazy to hear. But it is how I build OVH. And if I build OVH on this foundation, I think our customers, this is exactly what they're asking from us today. I think it's a lot of European values inside how we want to live together, how we build this Europe, how we want this Europe to work. It's not that what we want to also propose to the other parts of the world, saying, hey guys, a new world is possible. So I think this is the mission of OVH. Not just to provide the cloud, but the new way of living, like we want to live in Europe, and to prove that this new way of living, of working together on the sharing the things, it's possible. For me, it's possible because this is how I build OVH. It's not something that I was dreaming yesterday. It's exactly 19 years of the work. I was thinking from scratch like that, and it works. So if it works, it means that this is what the customer they want.
But it's going to take time, isn't it, to get those platforms built and everything else you talked about up to a year by the time you've built, prepared in Europe and then take to America. In the meantime, if we look at the four universes, the two that seem particularly relevant to me are Enterprise, OVH Enterprise and OVH Stack, because that will at least give those US customers a start point. How much of those can you take across? Because if some of those are going to be dependent upon the applications and the platform, do you have an understanding yet of exactly what you'll put across there and what will have to come in a phase two or a phase three?
In fact, you are right that OVH Stack and OVH Enterprise is something new for us. It's just 5 years. Yes. And OVH Market and OVH Spirit is 19 years. Mm-hmm. It's normal that we have the gap. So on the OVH Stack, I want to create OVH Stack. In first step, it's to create the foundation. In the foundation, we believe that OpenStack is the good foundation, but also Kubernetes. Maybe in 2 years, 3 years, we'll not talk anymore about virtualization, but it will be just Kubernetes. And we'll say, okay, Kubernetes is the basic, you don't have, I don't buy. And then everything is based on the Kubernetes. Okay, that's fine, this is where we are going. We are building all these foundations right now. And then you have the different, not vertical, but different kind of the databases, storages, and the things like that. Some of them we will build from scratch, some of them we will buy, and some of them will be the partners. And I think we can catch up the gap in the next 18 months, 24 months. Mm-hmm. Because in Europe, you have a lot of good companies, but not only in Europe, but you have a lot of startups, you have a lot of innovation, and it's not so expensive to grow with this way. Then you have the partners like on the IAA, on the big data, it's bigger partners. And this is where I don't want to go and to buy the companies. I want to work with the partners because I believe that OVH should not be just one unique partner of them. They have to have other partners and they have to work in the ecosystem. This is the way of thinking on ecosystem. And when it's become a commodity, I think this is the time that maybe one technology has to become internal technology. I think that going fast is using the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Going fast is not using capital to buy the companies, is to create an ecosystem and then just to raise all these people, all these companies to customers. On OVH Enterprise, our strategy is really clear. We started 4 years ago with one person in France. Now we have 70 persons. We have more than 100 big customers. It's a good start. We have 100% of the growth every year on this market. We'll hit 100 million very quickly. So that's cool. We have the organic way of working that can work in France. But we will not do that in all the countries. What we are doing in US, it's R&D. We bought a company to take OVH Enterprise in US and to see how we can buy the other company per country. For example, what kind of the company I have to buy in 2 years in Germany to go on the OVH Enterprise in Germany? Maybe one, maybe two companies. And when I see that between 2021 and 2025, we'll buy about 20 companies. Small companies making 20, 50 million that will integrate to make OVH Enterprise per country. Because what we have to prove that US story, OVH Enterprise story, it's working and we can reproduce that. And also what we have to prove that we have the technologies that customers, the big companies, they are interested in. Once we have the proofs, then we go and buy others' company, integrate them, and to go in the different market with the same model. This is what we are doing on the OVH Enterprise. So this is two strategies on the OVH stack and OVH Enterprise. It's totally different. We are not working in the same way. This is why we created all these universes, to have the clear strategy per universe and not to mix them all together and to say, I don't understand what we are doing.
I'll confess, I would not want to be either Russ Reeder or Michelle Pullin trying to take your strategy vision and execute on it. They're going to have one heck of a journey over the next few years. Octave, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.